We have the process of implementing in the GGZ Eindhoven. We had two teams, one who was working for psychotic people, psychotic patients, and the other team was a team for a personality disorder. And what we see is that the knowledge in the psychotic, the team who worked with psychotic people, because we have some organizational changes, is going to the greater team, it's case management and the ACT team, so they are working with the same model now, and it's more easier to implement. So it's not direct a success with patients, with an organizational success, you could call it. And with the team with the personality disorders, the big change is that all the team members are now motivated to work in an integrated way. So they, see the patients different. You can see the when they are addicted, and we work for a specialized group of patients who are knocked out of every system of care. About 90 patients, and of the 90 patients, there are about 65 to 70 of them who have addiction problems. And you see that it's not a topic which is not anymore not discussed. It's openly discussed with the patients, so that's a rather new phenomenon also for them and for the workers too. And with about 3 to 5 patients, you see dramatic changes in a positive way. We have one person who was a prostitute, used a lot of heroin, had she looked rather dirty. And what you see now is she is changed. She doesn't use any more heroin. And she has an apartment of her own. She works in the meantime. And about 2 times a year she uses cocaine for about 2 days. And then she stops herself and starts again going the things she used to do. So I think that's a dramatic change for her. I think the dramatic change for her was the turning point that she recognized that there were people who wanted to help her. She had always the feeling that there were no people to be trusted, that people wanted to reject her. And she first went to the dual diagnosed treatment facility, a clinical facility in our institute for forensic people, where she was hospitalized for about a year. And she left there with a lot of problems. But in the meantime, the team members of that facility where I was discussing, was already introduced to her. So there was a kind of continuity of care. She couldn't, maybe it's a little bit aggressive what I say, but she couldn't escape from the treatment. So we were following her, and at a certain point she valued that as very important. And in the meantime, when she was working with some of the team members who were, she wanted to rush through the treatment very fast. I have to be better, and otherwise I get back to the addiction field. And what she saw is that case manager was inclined to follow her, to put her back on her feet, to just the basic things like housing, food, and daily activities.